Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus to himself, God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. And here is our first point for today, comparisons. The Pharisee compares himself with everyone, and by doing so, he judges everyone. This is why the Church Fathers advise us not to compare ourselves with anyone, or with ourselves, or with the saints. Only the Holy Spirit knows what's inside the depths of a person. Only God knows everyone's struggle and their strength. We don't know others' limits. We don't even know our own limits. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus to himself. He prayed to himself, or in other words, he praised himself. And even looking a bit further, he made himself God. According to his understanding, he was simply perfect. Thus, his prayer was a self-admiration, narcissism, meaning idolatry. And here is our second point. Pride threw down angels from heaven and pride makes human believe they are gods or infallible like Pope. The Pharisee was obviously one of the so-called good people. He was looking down on the tax collector in a very noticeable way, the way we might be looking down at our brothers and sisters who we assume are lesser persons than us. Same story with the prodigal son and his brother. Our self-righteousness can make our hearts hard like rocks, and we might then be claiming that we have love, but the only love we have is for ourselves. The parable of the wise virgins explains how some of them ended up being locked out. And here is our third point. Heaven is full of sinners who repented, and hell is full of heartless virgins and self-called righteous people like the Pharisee. On the contrary, the tax collector stood far off saying, God, be merciful on me, a sinner, etc. He would not lift up his eyes to heaven. He was centered inside him, and the inner focus made him realize his unworthiness. Our fourth point for today. To become better, we need to stop looking around us and start looking inside us. And our gospel concludes by saying, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and everyone who humbles himself will be exalted. I will tell you a short story that I recently heard. Someone, knowing that Jesus commands to turn the other cheek if they slap us on the one, he did this literally, believing that he was doing the right thing. The person who slapped him was so arrogant that he asked him if he was going to turn the other side, and right after, he slapped him a second time. But while slapping him on the other cheek, he got possessed. A demon entered inside him. And here is our fifth point. There is an unbelievable amount of hidden power in humility, and there is an extreme demonic influence in pride. Therefore, we should never consider taking advantage of others if we are serious about our salvation. We also need to mention that humility is not a weakness. It needs great inner strength. Jesus washed his disciples' feet, and we might consider this a humbling action, but he knew who he was. He knew where he was coming from and where he was heading to. He was God, and he became human. This was the humbling part. He was almighty, uncreated, unmeasurable, uncomprehendable, and he became like one of his own creations. Washing his disciples' feet was just a lesson he needed to pass on to his apostles. It was not humbling, our sixth point, and I hope you can understand this. Humility is only a concept for those who suffer from pride. For the ones united with God, regardless how humble their actions might seem, for them doing what others would consider humble is just following the knowledge of what they need to do. An example, Saint Nectarios cleaned his students' toilets. This looks humbling for us, the proud man, but for him, it was just what his love for others was forcing him to do. Not a humbling experience, but one sourced from his love's overflow. And now back to ourselves. We need to understand here the tool, the aid, to reach this level of holiness. That's what our gospel talks about. The path is to humble ourselves. And finally, the seventh point. When it comes to our relationship with others, we need to go the extra humbling mile in the name of love. And when it comes to our own salvation, if we truly love God, we should not be afraid of looking inside us as deep as possible and finding out how much humbling dirt dwells there. Without realizing and accepting who we truly are in front of God, we cannot become one with Him.